Hey guys, I'm Jen, owner of Hello June Creative.
And I'm Esther, owner of Sereth Design. Welcome to Better, the Brand Designer Podcast.
We love being transparent, honest, and down to earth on this podcast. We consider you guys such an important part of our episodes.
We're all about broadcasting conversations that support our design community, uncovering industry secrets, and offering actionable advice.
Just remember, the only designer you need to be better than
is the one you were yesterday.
Hey guys, welcome back to Better the Brand Designer Podcast. We're so excited to be back recording for you guys. This has been a long time coming. And before we get started, I just want to say, like, man, I miss Giselle so much. I know that this is what she would want, is for the podcast to continue educating designers, to continue growing our community. But I would be remiss if I didn't say, like, man, I just miss her. And I know that there are a lot of you out there who feel the same way. With that being said, I know that Giselle would not want me to be alone in this journey. I know that she would want another person to kind of come on, not as a replacement for her by any means, but as someone to bring a new energy to the podcast, to bring a new perspective, and someone to be different from me. So it's not just the Jen show, because this is about you guys, and this is not about us. So I would love to introduce everyone to Esther Knox de Koning.
Hi, Jen. Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
I honestly have butchered her last name like for 3 times in a row. And so I'm so glad that I did it right.
It's totally welcome, fine. Esther. I feel like someday you'll get it right and I'm not worried about it.
Oh my goodness. But yes, we are so, so excited to be recording for you guys today. Esther and I connected through kind of like an Instagram connection. I was chatting with a design friend of hers and I was like, man, you know, I'm looking for a new podcast co-host. You know, I really want someone who has a different background than me, someone who might have a different perspective. And, you know, this person recommended Esther and I reached out to her on Instagram DMs and I think I sent a voice memo like, hey, like, let's chat. I'm looking for a podcast co-host. And we got on a chat and really just the conversation flowed, which is so much the way it was when Giselle and I first talked. And so I think on that call, I totally sprung it on you like, hey, you could be the co-host. And Esther was like, okay, let me think about it for a little bit. And then she accepted. So here we are today. Welcome, Esther.
Here we are. Thank you so much. Man, Instagram really is where things happen. I feel like I get to meet so many people, so many other designers. And I just want to start by saying thank you so much for reaching out and thank you for welcoming me onto this podcast. I am so, so excited to be here. I'm so excited to get to connect with all of our listeners, get to meet you guys in the Facebook group and on Instagram, and just continue to learn a lot about this industry and share what I've learned as well. So I'm so honored to be here. And yeah, I'm excited.
We're so honored to have you as well. I know that kind of facing, at least for me, after this past summer, 2020, with Giselle passing away, kind of looking at the podcast and thinking about how I wanted it to continue to honor her memory, but then also to kind of grow and evolve into something different and new. It was a really daunting thought for a long time. And so I think everyone's grieving journey is unique and different. Anyone who's ever lost someone knows and understands that. But I almost look at this as kind of a celebration of what Giselle and I started together. I know that if Giselle was here, Esther, she would absolutely adore you. I'm really feeling very positive and energized by kind of bringing you on and just how quickly you've really just adopted our community and how quickly you've just jumped in with so many new ideas and connections. And I'm just so excited to see where the podcast goes from here with you by my side along the way.
Me too. I am so excited. And I know that Giselle would be smiling down on us right now. I wish I got to meet her too.
I know. Yeah. We would have had a lot of fun together, the three of us. So Giselle is here with us whenever we record. I know that she's looking down on us and all of you guys as well. So if anyone, you know, wants to reach out to me, or Esther, to just kind of like remember Giselle or any moments, you know, share some podcast past episodes on social. I still want her to be very much a part of Giselle, to be very much a part of, you know, kind of our podcast as we continue to move forward. We're not going to be weird about mentioning her name. You know, I want to include her memory in so many episodes as we move forward and just kind of keep her as a part of this because she really does live on through so many of those previous episodes. And for that, I will forever be so incredibly grateful for the time that we had together. So let's jump into our intro question. You guys know we always like to start with a little icebreaker intro question just to kind of get warmed up for the episode. So Esther, what is a goal that you have for 2022?
Well, first, happy 2022, because when you guys are listening to this, it will already be January, but right now it's not quite January. So I've been thinking about my goals and what I want to accomplish in 2022. And I've come up with one word for 2022, and that word is expansion. I just feel like 2022 is going to be a year of such growth and learning, and I'm really excited. This is my second year in business officially. I started my business January 1st, 2021. So this is my official second year, and I'm so excited. I feel like I have so much more to learn, a lot of skill sets I want to learn, and expanding my business. And I actually just fully launched my LLC and my studio, which is Sarath Design Studio. I'm so excited about that. So come follow us at Sarath Design on Instagram and everywhere else. And yeah, I just feel like 2022 is a year of expansion and growth, and I'm super excited for it. How about you, Jen?
I love that you pick a word to describe your new year. That's something that I have been doing. I honestly could not tell you my word for last year, for 2021. I could not tell you. But I think if I had to pick a word for 2022, it's definitely going to be either simplicity or efficiency. I know that like I was really looking at kind of making my systems and processes a little bit more efficient this year. But I think through the experiences that I had going into 2022, I learned a lot about what doesn't work. And I learned a lot about what does work and what feels right and kind of how I want to define my studio for my lifestyle right now. I mean, Esther and I were literally just chatting before we hopped on this recording about, okay, like what is the future of Hello Gene Creative? Like, what does that look like for me right now? And I've realized, you know, last year and coming into this new year that I don't necessarily need or want to become this huge agency with this huge team. I really do want to stay small and nimble and able to kind of change and pivot quickly with the economy or with the ideas that I have. And I'm also a mom to a young toddler and things are crazy right now. And so I think giving myself permission to make things look simple in, you know, processes, in design, in client packages, maybe focusing more on VIP days and intensives rather than really long-term engagements. I think that word is going to encompass a lot of the goals that I have for my business in 2022.
I love that so much. I feel like you learned so much over this past year and you're able to take those learnings and turn it into like funneling down and having a smaller offerings. It's going to be a lot easier for you and you're going to be able to connect with your clients so much better. So I'm really excited for simplicity for you.
Thank you. And expansion for Sarath Design Co. I'm so excited for you guys to see Esther's new branding. She was showing me some sneak peeks and I was literally drooling over Slack. It's so unique and different. Simple, but at the same time, ornate. I don't know how it's possible that you achieve that, but it's beautiful. So guys, go follow her on Instagram and send her a DM because she likes to chat too.
Yes, I do love to chat.
So this first episode is kind of going to be, well, it's episode zero. So it's not even episode one. We just wanted to introduce Esther and kind of focus on her, get to know her a little bit better. And then at the end, include a little bit more information about what the future of the Better Podcast is going to look like in 2022 and beyond as we restructure and kind of think about what's next. So super excited to get to know Esther. She's going to be our guest for the day. We're going to do a little mini Q&A.
I'm so honored. The guest.
Okay. So let's just do that first question. So Esther, tell us and, you know, our listeners, tell me and our listeners about your journey in the design world. Where did you start? What twists and turns did you take along the way? Where are you now? And kind of what is the future vision for Sarath Design Co?
Sure. So my story kind of started when I was really, really little. I've always been really into art and drawing and painting. My parents put me in so many art classes growing up, and they always knew that I was going to do something in that type of world. When I went to university, I went to the University of Oregon. I initially started with an art degree, and I quickly realized you can't really do a whole lot with an art degree unless you just want to teach. So I wanted to do something that's a little bit more business related, and I studied advertising with a focus in design. When I graduated, I had an internship and I moved to Chicago, where I live now, and I started working in advertising agencies. So I worked in advertising agencies as a designer for a few years. I got to work on lots of different clients, from big companies that are household names to a little bit smaller ones as well. And it was a lot of fun. It was a great experience to get to know what people are looking for, what the industry is like. I learned a lot from my managers, but I quickly realized, okay, you know what? I don't actually want to do advertising. I don't want to work with people who have like bottomless pockets and all they care about is money. And I know that may sound enticing to some people, but for me, I really wanted to actually connect with a purpose and have a reason behind what I was doing besides like selling lunch meat, which is one thing that I was doing. And I was a vegetarian at the time, so it was very ironic.
Sounds like a value mismatch to me.
Yes. So I worked for a couple of years in advertising, learned a lot, just kind of was a sponge and soaked it all in, learned a lot about design. And then I decided, all right, I'm going to hop off and I'm going to go work for a nonprofit. So I worked for a global nonprofit for a year, and I got to learn a lot about like heart and mission and really showcasing that through design. And how do you connect with people? How do you connect with donors? And it was very, very interesting. And I really, really loved my experience there. I would say like on a scale, it was medium size generally. And I got to work really closely with people. I got to work closely with people who are high stake decision makers. But while I was there, I also still kind of felt like I have like something in me that wants to do a little bit more. So I would always freelance on the side. I worked with small businesses on the side, some of my friends and family. And I was like, you know what? I'm actually doing pretty well on this. What if I just take a risk and I quit and I start my business and see how it goes? So in the end of 2019, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this once 2020 starts. So I quit my job. My last day working corporate was December 31st, 2019. And I started Esther Knox Creative on January 1st, 2021. So I have been running Esther Knox Creative for a year now, which is pretty wild. I feel like this year has just tossed me so much and I have grown so much. I started the year by joining Design Biz Mastery with Morgan Rapp, which Jen was also in, and it was really awesome to get to kickstart my business journey. I got to work with some amazing clients this year. I'm a brand and website designer, but I also have a studio where we do development and we do copywriting and strategy and all of it with a lot of different collaborators. So I'm very excited. I feel like this next year is going to be expansion for us. Because like we mentioned earlier, I just launched Sarath Design, which is my new design studio. And I just want to first explain what Sarath is. So Sarath is an anagram for Esther, and it also stands for sensational, refined, and thoughtful design, which is what I focus on with all of my clients. But yeah, I'm really excited.
I love that your tagline is informative of your name. Like you started with the tagline. And then built your name from that. I think it goes the opposite way most often. And so how cool and meaningful is it for you to have that name? Do you offer naming for your clients?
I do sometimes, yeah. I love it.
That is so cool. I did naming for one client and I definitely want to pick up some more naming projects in the new year. I think it is such a fun service to do. And I collaborate with my copywriter on it. And it is like, I don't know, the start of a new business just really gets me going. How about you guys? Like, I love listening to like How I Built This, the podcast by Guy Raz. Like, I love listening to stories of new entrepreneurs just kind of like going out there and like doing their thing. And I don't know if it's the brand designer in me or the fact that I'm also an entrepreneur, but like, I just like, I can sit and listen to those stories all day long.
No, it's so true. It's so interesting to hear where people come from. And you're like, oh, wow, like that could be me. Because like, if I were listening to my story 4 years ago, I'd be like, what the heck? There's no way that I'm going to start my own business. I thought that maybe I'd stick around in advertising for like 10 years and then move off on my own. But it's cool to hear from everybody and from myself to listen back as well.
Yeah, I was honestly really floored when you shared with me that you were just about to close out your first year in business. Based on, you know, at least your digital footprint, you know, web and socials and everything like that, like I would have expected you to be, you know, 4 or 5 years in. So I think that one of the reasons why I was so excited to bring you on is that I know that a large base of our listeners are either working part-time jobs or continuing to work full-time jobs and then also working on their design studio on the side or working full-time jobs and thinking about going out on their own. And so I think it is so cool that you're so close to that transition. And I think that it's going to be great for you to be able to bring that perspective to our podcast because my story is a little bit different. I kind of have been full-time out of necessity due to our military status and moving all the time. So I love that you have that agency and like kind of corporate experience. And I think there are a lot of people that can relate to you in that way.
Yeah, I'm so excited to get to share my story. And like you said, be in that transition period. I'm also very excited to get to share about like, yes, it is possible to move out of the corporate world and learn a lot while you're still in it, while you still have that stable income, and then jump and take the leap.
Yeah, I think everyone has a different journey, but I think it is so cool learning about those origin stories. So thanks for sharing with us. I guess let's move on to the next question. So I want to learn about and hear about the hard stuff. What are some of your biggest struggles? So mindset, time management, processes, et cetera, in making that leap in that transition from day-to-day agency life to going full-time with your studio?
I will definitely say that mindset was one of the biggest things that I worked on at the beginning. I feel like I just didn't think that I was going to be able to make money. I didn't think I was going to be able to organize myself. I mean, if you think about when you're in corporate life, you have somebody who's doing everything. So you have a producer who keeps you on track. You have a design director who tells you exactly what to do. You might have a copywriter. You might have like videographers. You kind of have one person who does each respective thing, like what they're skilled in. When you go into entrepreneurship and become your own boss, you wear so many hats. So I was just struggling with like, I can't do this. Like, what did I sign up for? Like, why did I quit my job? I don't know if I can do this. And it took me a really long time and a lot of honestly, like just digging into it and also meditation and just realizing, yes, I can do this. I just have to learn how to do it and I can do it. So mindset definitely was big for me and figuring out my own processes as well. Like I said, I worked in under design directors, so I had their processes that I had inherited. But when starting my own studio, I really had to come up with, all right, how do I want to approach my clients? How do I want to take my design projects from start to finish? And it doesn't have to be like anybody else did it before. I can start over and I can do whatever I want.
I think that's going to be the theme for the podcast this year is, you know, take it, do what feels good, find what feels good. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a tagline right now, guys.
The theme is do whatever you want and it's going to be okay.
And it's going to be okay, 100%. I'm curious about that mindset leap that you made. Was there anything specific that you did or read or, I don't know, what was the moment that you feel like you really were able to kind of kick that imposter syndrome to the curb and really like fully step into your role as creative director in your studio?
That's a great question. Part of me wants to say I still haven't.
Same, dude.
I think it's so real. Like imposter syndrome happens and comes and creeps in like randomly, like last week or 3 weeks ago. Like it just happens. So I wouldn't say that I have necessarily kicked it and it's gone, but I do have a better lens on it. And I don't have a specific like timestamp for it, but I feel like going through Morgan's course and all of the mindset workshops with Cassie and just kind of working through it is when I had more clarity. But it's an ongoing process for sure.
Totally understand. And that's Cassie Gudmundsen, who is, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She is a coach in Design Biz Mastery, or was a coach when we were in the program. And she also has her own design studio as well. We'll include her links in the show notes. Yeah, she's super powerful. And then Morgan Rapp's Design Biz Mastery, we'll definitely be referencing that a lot because both of us took that course and it was very transformational for us. Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. Honestly, I have a bunch of proposals that I'm about to send out and I keep on wanting to go back in and like lower the prices on them. Like, I'm like, oh, that's too high. Like, they're not going to book. I need to lower the price. And then I'm like, wait, what the heck am I doing? Like, no, this is so valuable. We already had a call about it. They already heard the numbers. They're already on board. Like, Jen, what are you doing? And so I think it's just kind of like design is an iterative process. Working through that imposter syndrome isn't really ever something that goes away. You just get better at dealing with it, I feel like.
Yeah, totally. Actually, now that you said that, I do have kind of one story that helped me expand my mindset a little bit, and it is related to pricing. Expansion, and it was already starting.
Yay.
In, I think it would have been like January or February of last year, I was really scared. I was going on a client call and I wanted to say a high number because when I had first started out, I wasn't like charging very well, as we all tend to do. And I was like, I just want to say $15,000. I just want to say it. Like, I just had this burning desire in me. I was like, I'm just going to say it. And honestly, like, if I look back on that project, it probably wasn't, I mean, you could charge $15,000, but realistically, it was closer to like a $7,000 package. Anyways, I was like, I just want to say it. And I did. I got on the call and I said $15,000. And after I got off the call, they didn't book. But at the same time, I was like, you know what? I said it. And now I can say it again. And that was like such an opening experience for me because I was like, that has no fear over me anymore. Like, I don't have to be scared of saying a number because I already said it and whatever.
I love that you took baby steps there, that you didn't, you know, just think, okay, well, when someone pays me 15K, that's when I'm going to be legitimate. It's like, no, you get to make that reality for yourself. And so I love that you celebrated just saying that on the call. I think that's definitely something to listen to. You know, listeners out there, if you're struggling with raising your prices or you're just afraid that someone's going to reject you, like, what's the worst that could happen? They say no. You know, the best that could happen is that they say yes, you know? So good. Love it. Kind of piggybacking off of that question about like some of your biggest business struggles, what would you go back and tell yourself during some really tough times during your first year in business?
I would tell myself that you're going to look back on this and be so proud because you've come so far. I think that a lot of times I would get stuck in like, I'm going to be here forever and I'm never going to get past this. And I wish that I could tell myself, yes, you are. It's just, you need to get through this little hump. You're going to learn, like, even if you have like a little snafu with the client, this is something to work through. And then you're going to be better at it next time. You're going to know how to approach the situation. I would get really down on myself. And I wish that I wasn't so down on myself.
I completely agree. And I know what you mean when you say that you feel like when bad things happen or you're struggling, it feels like it's going to be that way forever. I remember when I had my baby and I just wasn't sleeping. I was like, I'm never going to sleep again. This is my new reality. And I don't know what it is about just the human experience. It's like when you're feeling something or when you're in something, you're going through something, it feels like there's just never going to be a way out. But I think that perspective of looking back and seeing the value and seeing, you know, maybe not a positive thing, but at least a lesson learned and doing something different next time from something that seems like a horrible experience can, that's so like mature and really just shows your growth. And I see that in myself as well. I had some really tough times this past year and I'm stronger and more experienced for it. And I don't know if I could go back and not have those things happen, I probably would choose that, but I can at least see the positive in it.
Yeah.
A little tiny glimmer, tiny, but a glimmer.
I get that. I mean, I think that there's always, yeah, I wish that this didn't happen, but it did. And that's life. Another thing that I would say to myself, and I would also say to you, to your story, is like, I'm proud of you. Like, You're doing so much. That's awesome. I'm so proud of you. I needed to hear
Thank
that more
you.
Last year.
Honestly, it never gets old hearing that. Like I tell my husband all the time, like the best compliment you could give me is you're a good mom. And like moms out there, I know you feel that, but like hear it from us guys. You guys are good designers. You have what it takes to find your version of success. I think just kind of hearing that spoken to you and over you is just super powerful. So there's going to be lots of Love Fest moments in season 5. So excited about that and just excited to encourage you guys with the encouragement that both Esther and I might not have received when we were at the same place in our businesses as y'all. And I know there's some people listening to you who are way more experienced and way further down the road than us as well, but it helps just to hear it from someone.
Yeah. Also, I think it's really easy to look at other designers and be like, oh, I wish that I like did stuff exactly like them. But we are all so unique and every one of us has a different design style, and that's good. Like that's an awesome thing to have. And so just leaning it into your magic is really exciting. And that's what stops clients in their track. And they're like, I want to work with Jen or I want to work with Esther. It's cool.
Yeah, I think that that leads me into a question about your rebrand and your new business. You know, I have rebranded a million times, I feel like, for not very good reasons. And so just because I got inspired and wanted to change my logo, but I want to hear the story about why you chose to rebrand, why you chose to have a studio name that was not your name. I want to hear about your niche and kind of like how you think that this rebrand is going to impact your business in the new year.
Yeah, I would love to talk about this. So actually, Sarah Design was a name that I had decided on last January, but I wanted to sit with it and make sure that it was right for me. So I sat with it for the entire year.
Wow, you are patient.
I know. I like really wanted to launch it, but I also didn't have the inspiration of like, how is this going to look? So I kind of just like sat with it. But I had this idea that it was going to be like that because I've always stood behind sensational, refined, and thoughtful design. That has always been my tagline from the beginning, even as Esther Knox Creative. And so it kind of felt right. I didn't know that it was going to be an anagram, but it kind of worked out. So over this year, I've really been trying to figure out who is my niche, who are the type of people that I want to work with, and what does my studio look like? As many designers start with, kind of just took on whoever came my way, worked with a lot of different people. And over time, I slowly realized that what I really want to do is work with human-centered businesses who are actually making a big difference in the world. I love working with therapists, and I think that's really cool. Like environmental companies, people who are like touching the lives of people in our communities. I'm half Chinese, and I really love working with companies who are focused on diversity. So there's a lot of things that I'm really passionate about, and I group that into the umbrella of human-centered businesses, because I just want to work with people who are changing lives and making a difference in the world.
I'm smiling so big right now, guys. I think Esther is a really great example of someone who's chosen to niche by value. Maybe a little bit of design style sprinkled in there as well. But I think that, you know, niching is one of the questions that we get most often. It's one of the trickiest things to navigate when you are kind of going out on your own or trying to think about who you want to target. But yeah, you don't need a niche by industry. If you want to work with as you know many different industries as you like, you can pick something that is a common thread between them. And I think Esther's done this really, really beautifully. So I'm really excited to see your new site once it launches. It's probably live at this point. So
yes, it will be live. It'll be live once you guys are listening to this. So sarathdesign.com. Yeah, the niching thing is so interesting because when I first started, I was like, okay, I don't know what my niche is at all. Like, I have my values, but I didn't know that you could really niche by values. I was like, oh, I have to just do photographers because I was getting a lot of photographers at the time. I was like, I'm just going to do photographers. But I was like, yes, I love photographers, but I don't want that to be the only thing that I work on. Like, I want to work with so many different types of people as long as they are changing the world, because that's why I left corporate in the first place. I wanted to work with businesses who are changing the world. So yeah, I'm really excited about all of it. And I know that things evolve and this is not necessarily where I'm going to be forever, but this is where I'm at right now. And I'm super excited for Sarath and I'm super excited for myself and the expansion of myself and my company.
Yes, I think that there's a really important lesson here in what you choose now doesn't have to be the way it is forever. You can try something and see if it feels good. Like you try on clothes in a store. And does this work? I don't know. I mean, Esther tried on that name for a year. And so she knows that that's going to be her name for a really long time, you know? But it does leave the ability for her to, you know, change and grow. And even if the name doesn't change, like the niche can. I've actually been thinking recently about potentially working with my copywriter, maybe on a VIP day to kind of like refresh my copy. I had my copy written, I think about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I loved it. But my business has kind of shifted a little bit. And I really do want to lean more into kind of that niche by values. I'm not sure if the businesses that I work with are necessarily changing the world. I love working with like luxury creative businesses, like interior designers and fashion and beauty and stuff like that. But there is a kind of a common thread there. And I'm kind of thinking about what that is. It's not fully fleshed out. I think someone the other day in one of the Design Biz Mastery Q&A calls mentioned, oh, you know, Jen Davis has a really good niche. Like you should check her out. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I don't feel confident in my niche at all. But I think that that is just something that results from being so close to it. So it just is really refreshing, Esther, to hear how much clarity that you have in your niche. And it probably makes you really excited to show up and market and sell because you know who you're talking to. You know your ideal client. And it probably just manifests in a lot more of those dream inquiries coming in.
It does. It makes me really excited about every time I get to talk to somebody new, like, is this somebody that I want to work with? Also, going back to you, I do feel like you have a niche, but I think that it's more like maybe this blanket statement is kind of feel good brands, like the type of luxury company. So just make you feel like this warm and fuzzy and happiness because of luxury. I think that's really cool too.
Oh, I'm going to like totally write that down. Feel good brands. Love it. Little workshop for you guys. I'll post in the group once I've kind of figured out if I want to update my copy. I might kind of do a soft launch of my website, just kind of iterating and redoing. And I don't know, I can never stop messing with my website. I'm sure y'all are the same way. It's a work in progress always.
Totally. One of my professors in college had said, you're going to redo your website like 100 times over the course of your lifetime. And I feel like that's already true for me.
Yes.
Maybe not, but like I've changed it so many different times. So there's grace in that. And it's also exciting. Like we're designers. We love doing all of that. Another thing I wanted to say is,
late.
Oh, yeah, all the time. I get like inspired and I'm like, oh, I got to finish all of this now.
And it's like, oh, it's 3 a.m. Oh, no.
Yeah. You guys, if you have any thoughts on like your guys' niche or any statements that you want to float, just post them in the group and I would love to take a look at them. Or if you have like naming things that you want to figure out what your brand name is, let's talk. Let's workshop that in the group.
Love it. So let's dive into the next question then. So before we kind of get to know you on a more personal level, I wanted to kind of wrap up the business discussion by asking you, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned so far as the result of owning your own business?
That it's not about motivation. It is about just doing the due diligence and setting routines. I think that a lot of times I wait for inspiration to hit, but if I actually just sit down and like have my morning routines, then I get my days done better and it's easier to focus and I have a little bit more clarity. And don't get me wrong, like inspiration still needs to just come in its own time. But when I do follow those routines, it helps a lot.
I think that is so wonderful. And it's so hard to pick just one lesson, but that is a really
I know. I'm like,
one.
I have so many things. Well, we'll talk
well,
about
we
them all.
We have a whole podcast.
Yes, we have a whole season and then another one. So
yes. Yes. So before we dive into kind of learning more about what is the future of Better is and everything, I want to learn more about your personal life. Go ahead and share with our listeners kind of, you know, about you and your hobbies and your home life. And then also share what your go-to work, snack, or drink is.
Ooh, okay. So Let's see. I have a lot of things that are personal about me. I feel like everybody does.
Fun facts. I love fun facts.
Okay. So I live in Chicago, which Jen knows about because she went to school in Chicago. And we're going to plan a photo shoot soon and she's going to come here.
I'm so excited.
I just bought a house. So I moved in December, which actually is technically tomorrow, but when you're listening to this, it's a month ago. So I get my keys
tomorrow.
Look at us
figuring out this whole like timeline thing.
The years. And then, yeah, I'm super excited about it. I'm really excited to decorate. I am huge into plants. I have tons of plants. If you were in my office right now, you'd see I have 1, 2, 3. I have about 6 plants in here. I love them. And my new house has a garden in the backyard, so I'm really excited to plant and grow. And one of my goals for 2022 is to live off of our garden during the summer.
That is such a great goal. Wow. Super sustainable, literally farm to table.
Yes, exactly. So that's something that I'm super passionate about. And I also love cooking Chinese food. This past year, 2021, I cooked my way through a Chinese cookbook.
Wow. You know, my husband and I love food, and Chinese food is one of me and my husband's favorite foods. And so when I come visit you, you're going to have to cook for me.
I'll make you hot pot, or we can make dumplings, or we can go to Chinatown. So many things.
I'm so excited. We wish you could share with you guys. Maybe we should. I mean, one of the things that Giselle and I talked about too, like last summer, was doing a retreat. Maybe we'll have to do a podcast retreat and then Esther can cook Chinese food for everybody. It'll have to be limited, but
we can dream, right? That would be so
amazing. That would be so cool.
Okay, we're putting a pin in that and we're going to relook at that because that would be awesome.
I know. How cool would that be? And then I can teach a yoga class because I'm a yoga teacher. So yay. Yeah. And then go to work, snack, or drink.
Oh, okay. I always have a cup of coffee. I drink my coffee with almond milk. I use my French press and then almond milk.
Nice.
And then snack. If I'm working late, I will always get a bag of Takis.
I love Takis. So this is like a random fun fact about me. Sorry, this is not about me, but just really quickly fun fact.
You need to throw in your own stuff.
I need to throw my fun fact in. My husband loves to wear t-shirts that have like snack logos on them. And so it's just this thing whenever I find like something that has a snack logo on it, I'll buy it for him. Target has been fantastic. He has a Cheez-It shirt. He has like some hot sauce shirts, sriracha shirt. I know sriracha's not like a snack, but I really want to find a Takis shirt. And so when you said that, I'm like, oh, that's a Christmas gift idea. Coming out in the new year, but I'm totally going to find a Takis shirt for him and it'll be purple and orange and amazing.
That's so fun. I love that. Something I was talking with my friend about the other day was like, I don't like sweets. I know that's weird. I don't like sweets. I love baking. That's another fun fact. I love baking, but I don't like to eat the stuff that I bake. So my husband ends up eating a whole pie to himself.
You are seriously a unicorn. I have the biggest sweet tooth ever. But how cool is it that your husband just gets like free baked goods?
He's happy about it. He's like, yeah, you don't need to eat anything.
Oh my gosh.
But I have like a huge savory tooth, I guess.
So you like salty.
Yeah, salty and cheesy.
Cheez-Its?
Yes.
Okay.
And goldfish and anything spicy. Love them all.
I love spicy stuff. We actually went to a Thai food place the other day because we love Thai food. And we brought our baby with us and we forgot to order him something that didn't have spice in it. And so we gave it to him and he cried. It was so sad.
Oh my
gosh. But like
gosh.
We love really, really spicy stuff. And when I was pregnant, I had hot sauce on everything and I just never stopped. But anyways, that's besides the point.
There's a spice in China called mala, which if you eat it, your whole mouth goes numb. And I was making, this was like the first time I cooked for my husband when we were dating. And I made a soup that had mala in it and I forgot to tell him. And he ate it and his whole face was like red. His whole mouth was numb. He was like dying. And I like didn't know what to do because I was like, I don't have milk. I don't drink milk. Like,
oh my gosh. That's honestly like me feeding my baby like spicy stuff. That is so funny. But I mean, he's probably has a lower spice tolerance than you do because you're used to eating spicy foods.
Yeah, he does. But now it's gotten better. It's been
good. I was going to say, you got to train him up. Okay. Well, awesome. Thanks for doing that little Q&A with us,
Esther. Yeah, thank you for putting that together.
Yeah, that was super fun. I always love doing Q&As. I probably ask so many Q&A like questions on my Instagram and then like forget to actually go and like answer them. So I know there's a couple of questions in there that I haven't answered yet, but we'll be doing lots of Q&A stuff on the podcast. We'll of course be bringing back our inbox question episodes, which are definitely the most popular. I know everyone loves those, but let's update everyone on the future of the podcast. So when I was thinking about what I wanted for the podcast, kind of before I brought Esther on, I knew that with the growth that we've experienced in the past 2 years, I wanted to go weekly. That was one of my biggest goals. So super happy to announce that we will be going weekly every Tuesday. We're going to have 2 seasons every year with weekly episodes within those seasons. Not sure how many episodes per season, but we will be having a break in the summertime and for the holidays. But other than that, we've got a lot of great guests on the docket. We've been sending out emails. We have a lot of people booked already, which is so exciting. And we're recording weekly and our amazing producer is going to be kind of helping us keep up the content train. So really excited about that.
Yeah, super excited to be coming to your phones weekly. It's going to be awesome. So much good content.
I want people to wake up on Tuesday and be like, oh, yes, it's a day where I can listen to a new episode. So we're going to do our best to really like show up for you guys. Sometimes we might, you know, have to skip a Tuesday here and there, but that's definitely a really big goal for us. We want to be there for you and just bring a lot of really fun free content. So next update is, like I mentioned, we have a new producer and editor. We're going to be saying goodbye to our previous editor, Stuart. He's moving on to bigger and better things in his career. We're so, so grateful for his help in bringing the podcast to where it is today. But we're also equally excited to welcome our new producer, John, from Wayfair Recording Co. I actually, a really funny, like random, like way we connected, I put out like an RFP on I don't know if it was Fiverr or it was Upwork. And I had like 50 people like respond wanting to be, I guess podcast producing is a really popular service. And he actually was like, hey, I actually think my wife is in your mastermind. And I was like, what? No way. So I realized that like his wife, Kath, hi Kath, if you're listening, was in Design Biz Mastery with me and Esther. So what a cool, like, you know, funny moment. So I knew that I had to work with him and he's just been so amazing. We're so, so lucky to have him supporting us. And we definitely could not go weekly without his support. So thank you, John. Okay. So for our next update, Esther, do you want to tell everyone about Patreon?
Yeah, we are so excited to be on Patreon now. Patreon is going to be the space where it's kind of just a tip jar of sorts. So Jen and I do this just in our spare time. So obviously we don't get paid for it, but we do want to be able to support everything that we do. So that's all this equipment that we set up with, our producer, and just everything so that we can serve you guys better. So it's going to be a tip jar of sorts. If you'd love to support us and you're able to spare $1 or $2 or buy us a coffee for $5 or more, we would be so, so grateful to you. And just know every penny is going to help us be able to produce this content and bring it to you weekly and just be able to do as much as we can.
So, so excited about that. Also, anytime you guys go and purchase something through one of our affiliate links on our website, betterbranddesigner.com/resources, all of the affiliate revenue from that and from links in our group go towards supporting our podcast production. So we're really excited to kind of be making this leap and this step. And we're already grateful for anyone who feels called to, you know, give, even if it's $1 a month, it just really means a lot to us. So
to find us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/betterpodcast.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you guys in advance, of course. So yeah, let's go ahead and wrap up and then move on to our inbox question. I know, Esther, you already shared a little bit about how people can find and connect with you, but do you just want to give it to everyone really quick, bam, 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 so people can know where to reach out and start a conversation with you?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram and Pinterest at Sereth Design. It's S-E-R-E-T-H Design. And on Facebook as well. My website is serethdesign.com, or you can send me an email at esther@serethdesign.com.
Awesome. Okay. So inbox question. You guys know from our previous episodes that we like to wrap up our episodes with a listener question from a real listener in our group. So Brooke Anglin asks, I just started offering brand and web design. I'm looking for courses and resources to build my branding skills and confidence. So I'll jump in with a couple of my recommendations. Like I mentioned, our resources page, betterbranddesigner.com/resources, has all of our favorite courses and systems and processes and softwares. I definitely recommend, if you're just starting out, Branding with Brie is a fantastic course for designers who are really just kind of looking to establish new processes and learn more about how Brie from Rowan Made, which is the name of her studio, kind of handles things. That was one course that I bought right when it came out a couple years ago, and it was so foundational, and even the processes that I use today. And also, we've mentioned so many times this episode, Design Biz Mastery by Morgan Rapp. That has been super transformational for both me and Esther and kind of moving up to the upper echelon of high ticket and luxury brand identity and web design sales, and also just feeling really, really confident getting on sales calls with clients. I look forward to sales calls now because of this course, and I know Esther feels the same way.
Yes, I would agree. Design Biz Mastery has been so, so instrumental in the growth of my business. So definitely check out that. Another one of my courses that I would recommend is Square Stylist with Rach. She is amazing and she has taught me so much about coding and the ins and outs of Squarespace and SEO and JavaScript and all of that. So if you're looking to go a little bit deeper with your web design offerings, definitely check out Square Stylist.
I've heard so many amazing things about Rach. I actually worked with her kind of a little bit one-to-one before she launched the course. She was doing some coding for me, some development work. She is so knowledgeable. The course, I've heard it's so deep and so, so worth the value. So definitely go check that out. I also wanted to do a little plug. So I recently launched a new one-to-one mentorship program for designers who really just want to learn more about how I run my business. They want to pick my brain. They need support and they want to do it in more of a one-to-one fashion rather than being in a group program if they prefer to work in that way. So I have taken on 4 students currently and new spots will be opening up potentially in February of 2022. So DM me if that's something that you think might be interesting for you. And I would love to chat more about that. It's 60-minute calls twice a month, Boxer access, and really just super custom to you and your business and like things that you struggle with and things that you want to work on. So I've been having a lot of fun with that.
You guys should hop on that.
Oh, thanks. It's been really, really fun. Yeah. So, you know, any more of those resources, you know, hit up our website. And if there's anything specific that you are struggling with, tag us in a post on Facebook and ask. And we would love to give our more specific recommendations because we've taken a lot of courses and I've invested a lot in my business. I know Esther has too. So we've got some good recs for you. So excited to be wrapping up episode 0 before starting our 5th season. I cannot believe that, you know, we've kind of really come this far. I'm so excited for what is next. Official welcome to Esther. You are initiated into the Better family. Big hug from far away. Yeah, we're super happy to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Yeah, you guys, welcome to season 5.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, I'm so excited. So we will be seeing you guys in next week's episode. But in the meantime, hop into our Facebook group. Give Esther a big warm welcome on my welcome post. Send her a funny GIF. Reach out to her on Instagram. She's just as excited about getting to know you guys as, you know, me and Giselle have been, you know, through this whole experience starting this podcast. So yeah, season 5, let's go. So we'll see you guys next week on Tuesday. Bye guys.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
We hope you enjoy today's conversation. Subscribe wherever you're listening to make sure you don't miss an episode. And we'd be forever grateful if you left us a review on Apple Podcasts. We bet you got designer friends who'd enjoy it too, so share it with them.
If you'd like to submit an inbox question for us to answer on air or want to get in contact with us directly, email us at inbox@betterbranddesigner.com.
If you love these conversations between designer friends and would like to support us, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/betterpodcast.
Our Facebook community is one of the most positive, supportive, and fun groups we've ever been a part of. We'd love for you to join us. So search for Better, the Brand Designer Podcast on Facebook.
And visit us online at betterbranddesigner.com to learn more about our podcast and snag major discounts on our favorite resources.
Special thank you to our producer, John, from Wayfair Recording Co. See you guys again next week.